Step behind the curtain as renowned private investigator Sheila Waisaki unravels the truth behind real, tragic deaths that just don't add up.
In this episode, Tom Shaw, a seasoned attorney with years of experience under his belt, questions Brenda Lazzaro Kelly. You will hear the questions that were asked in court, and you will hear Danielle read Brenda Lazzaro Kelly's answers.
Another thing you made untrue statements about was what you did after Jonathan was shot, correct?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Isn't it true that you told police that you immediately called 911? And that's untrue, isn't it?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
The truth is that after you shot Jonathan, you waited at least 20 minutes before calling 911. True?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Why did you wait 20 minutes?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Before calling 911, you called Henry Sue, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
You do know that your good friend Payam swore under oath that you told him that you called Henry Sue that night.
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Would you please tell the jury why on earth you would call Henry Sue instead of 911 if Jonathan's wound was self-inflicted or accidental?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
An untruth you told Coppell police following Jonathan's death was that Jonathan was supposed to be taking antidepressants at the time of his death, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Would you please publish Exhibit 4, page 4? While he's looking for Exhibit 4, page 4, he wasn't taking antidepressants at the time of his death, was he?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
So your contention that he was taking antidepressants at the time of his death was a lie, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
I want to read you a portion of Exhibit 4, page 4. It says, quote, per Dr. Bernard's request, I called the detective who stated the decedent's girlfriend had the same story about the decedent texting another woman. Quote, the decedent was stated to be on amoxicillin and a steroid nasal spray. The decedent was supposed to be taking antidepressant medication, but was non-compliant, end quote. You told that to the police. You knew that was untrue. Can you show the jury one shred of evidence that Jonathan diagnosed with any sort of mood disorder prior to his death, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And the reason you told that to the police is because you knew there had to be a motive for your contention that he took his own life. Right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
He didn't commit suicide, did he?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
In fact, you know very well that Jonathan was never diagnosed with depression or prescribed antidepressants prior to his death. You knew that, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
On the night of February 2, 2014, you had a key to Jonathan's apartment, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And because of your extreme jealousy and insecurity, you demanded and got access to Jonathan's phone password, his Facebook password, and various other passwords of accounts he held that were password protected, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
The night that you killed Jonathan, you hid his cell phone between the mattress and the box springs of his bed, didn't you? Why did you hide his phone? Speaking of cell phones, your cell phone was mysteriously destroyed after Jonathan's death. Is that right? I am correct that it somehow fell in a toilet. And I guess you couldn't get it out of the toilet fast enough and dry it out fast enough to save any data on that phone. So between the blank phone records and data being destroyed, I guess no one will ever know what was on that phone. True? At prior to February 2, 2010, text messages to female friends of Jonathan's using Jonathan's accounts so it it would look like the messages came from him, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
On the night you shot Jonathan, you got on Jonathan's cell phone and sent a text to Emily that said, quote, "I want to die," end quote, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And you sent that text to Emily because if you couldn't have Jonathan, she couldn't.
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
I would like to go over the timeline with you if I can. And I would like to ask young Mr. Shaw to go up to the board there. In fact, you arrived at Jonathan's apartment at 4 p.m. that day, true?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Now, you know that Stephanie Mitchell says she hung up her phone at 10:40 p.m. that evening, correct? There was a deposition taken of Stephanie Mitchell. After she hung up with her friend, she tried to go back to sleep when she heard a loud noise. She did not know what it was, but thought it was a loud gunshot. She said nothing happened after that and went back to sleep. She heard a loud knock on the door, and she did not answer. She said it seemed like a long period of time passed from the time she heard the loud noise or gunshot until she heard a knock on the door. She thought it was about 45 minutes between noise and knock. She was accurate with that statement, wasn't she?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
So 45 minutes was 11:25. Now, you called 911, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And the 911 call was a little over 9 minutes and began at 11:30, didn't it?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And the police arrived along with emergency vehicles at 11:35, isn't that right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Now, you also made a call to the Cruz family, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And that is well after you made the call to 911, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And it was after your call with Henry Sue, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Now, in connection with Jonathan, after you had shot him, you were looking for his phone, weren't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Can you explain why the phone was found between the mattress and the box spring on Jonathan's bed?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Can you explain why the face of the phone was smashed?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
You saw the exhibit where there were cracks on the phone, where we saw the text that you sent to Jonathan about wanting to call Emily. It was cracked, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
In fact, you needed the phone in order to send that text that we're talking about, the "I want to die" text, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And you pulled it out of his right pocket, and you were moving fast, and you left it out. You left the pocket out, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Can you explain why in the autopsy, the picture the police took of Jonathan's body, that his pocket was out?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
It was because you took the phone out, wasn't it?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And you stuffed it under the bed, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And you knew that Jonathan was very careful about his ties, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
He had his ties rolled up in ways that only people that are fancier than me roll up their ties, didn't he?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
After you shot Jonathan, you stuck the magazine underneath those ties, hoping to make it, I don't know what you were hoping to do, but you stuck it under the ties, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
That's not something Jonathan would have done because you knew that he loved his ties. They were very important to him. You knew Jonathan loved his ties and loved to take good care of them. And he would never put a dirty magazine in his tie drawer, would he?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Now, you had a phone that evening. At least you had it that last day because you were furiously texting away to Jonathan during his lunch with Jacob and Emily, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And your cell phone disappeared after Jonathan's death, didn't it?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Am I correct that it somehow fell in the toilet?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And was I correct in opening statement when I said that you couldn't get it out of the toilet fast enough and dry it out fast enough to save the data on that phone, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And you knew that you would have to produce records even if you were taking the fifth, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
So you wanted to make sure that you were clear. So you wanted to destroy the phone so that the police and us don't get your phone history, correct?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
On February 2, 2014, you knew how to shoot a gun, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
In fact, prior to that time, Matthew Kirk had worked with you on your shooting abilities, hadn't he?
Respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And in fact, prior to February 2, 2014, Jonathan also took you to a gun range and you used the very same Sig Sauer pistol that was used to kill Jonathan, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And on February 2, 2014, you knew where Jonathan kept that gun safely stored away, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And Jonathan was a stickler for gun safety, wasn't he?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
The walking distance between the apartment and the Kung Fu school was less than 5 minutes, wasn't it?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
So it was really close, wasn't it?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Miss Kelly, would you look at the jury, and would you tell the jury the real story of what happened that night, please?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
You posted some disrespectful pictures after this killing, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
In fact, you posted pictures that were publicly available that depicted you holding a handgun, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
You posted pictures of you covered in blood, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And you did that without any thought of how that might affect the Cruz family and their friends because it was a public posting, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
My co-counsel reminded me that it was 8 months after Jonathan Cruz's death. You're posting pictures of you holding a firearm, a pistol, and showing pictures of you bloody. Do you find that inappropriate?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Can you identify Exhibit 21, please?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And it was on Facebook, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
And it was on Facebook less than 8 months after you murdered Jonathan Cruz, right?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Why on earth would you put a picture like this in a public place for the Cruises to see after what had happened to their son?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Now, you also posted some other photographs that were pretty inappropriate, didn't you?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Now that you've had an opportunity to reflect, do you agree that the Cruz's sensibilities would have been offended by seeing photographs like this?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Do you understand why the Cruz's would be upset when they saw this photograph on your Facebook account?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Would you like to apologize to the Cruz's for putting this picture up shortly after their son was killed?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Once again, that photograph was posted on your Facebook account 8 months or so after Jonathan was killed. Do you think now that the sensibilities of the Cruz's would have been offended by seeing pictures like this?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Would you like to apologize, take this opportunity to apologize for the insensitivity of posting pictures like that?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Just one more thing. You remember sometime after Jonathan's death going to the theater at Grapevine Mills with some friends and seeing John, Pam, and Danny Cruz coming out of the movie? Do you remember that when you saw the Cruz family, you and your friends started laughing? I'm just curious. This was a family grieving over a son and brother. So what was it that you and your friends found to be so funny?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Did you approach them?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
Do you remember that you didn't approach them? And that when you saw the Cruz family and your kung fu friends started laughing, do you remember that?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
I'm just curious. The family is grieving over a son and a brother. Danny was there too. What was it that was so funny that your friends and you were laughing at?
I respectfully invoke my privilege against self-incrimination.
No further questions, Your Honor.
In this episode, Tom, you were able to ask Brenda questions about what happened that evening, and she chose to take the fifth.
Join me, Tom Shaw, and Danielle next week on Without Warning as we discuss the strategy behind the questions and the evidence that laid out exactly what happened to Jonathan Cruz on February 2nd, 2014.